is our monthly movie. It's Woodlawn. It's a really good movie. It came out last year. Good way to end the football season with a football movie. It's based on a true story. So come out and join us at 5 o'clock. Bring your favorite drink, and I'll provide the popcorn. So all of you come out. We had like 25 people last month. Really good turnout. Mm. And I want to, one other announcement I want to reiterate. Judy is looking for those supplies for the cabinets. We did such a good thing over the holidays with all those boxes. So if you just buy one or two of those items and bring them in, all of us do that, we'll have more than what we need for the stuff. So if y'all will look at that list and bring that stuff in, it would be greatly appreciated. Like Russ, I have problems with it. Anybody can check to see why that's not advancing for me? There you go. All right. You know, Russ came to me to ask me to preach in the course, and I said I appreciate the opportunity to preach any time that I can, and that he was going to be out of the town without thinking about what day it was. So when I go home, I go, all right, what am I going to preach on? And look at the date. By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Amen.
So what are we going to preach on Valentine's Day?
Love.
We're going to talk about amazing love this morning. We're going to talk about the prophet of Hosea. The prophet of Hosea is a wonderful story, an amazing story about love. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. At the end, it's one that's, like I said before, this lesson impacted me because a lot of times I think I get more out of it than when I give it to y'all, because I get the studies and it impacts me in a large way. And I got something to tell you at the very end how this lesson has impacted me. Well, let's give you a little history. Hey, are you advancing or am I advancing?
Yeah, I guess I have to do it. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe a little battery on. Let's give you a little history about this time the prophet Hosea was preaching about. It was after the reign of Solomon, there was a major divide. Yes, turn it on. There was a major divide, and there was a civil break in the land. So the kingdom was divided into two parts. It was divided in the southern kingdom, which was known as Judah, around Jerusalem. It was also divided into the northern kingdom, which was known as the kingdom of Israel. Go ahead and hit the slide for me. The prophet Hosea preached for about 50 years during this time frame. Judgment was ahead. The northern kingdom was going to go through rapid captivity. The southern kingdom was going to follow shortly behind that. No, prophet Hosea was led by God to go preach and teach them, to tell them about this captivity they're going, because they had turned their back on God. They had turned their back to them where God was not part of their lives the way they should. So prophet Hosea was given a directive by God to go preach and teach about this coming. Go ahead and hit the next slide for me. Charles Dickens, in the book of his book, A Tale of Two Cities, starts out this way. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. This statement could best fit the time that prophet Hosea was preaching. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times for them. The best of times, because they weren't struggling back then. God's people were doing well. They were doing so well, they turned their back on God. They were doing financially well. They were living and doing their things, happy and married. But they were getting ready to go in captivity. And that was the purpose of the prophet of Hosea, was to teach them to do that. But God wanted to teach Hosea a lesson as well as to the people. So God told Hosea in chapter 1, verse 2, that he wanted him to go get a wife. And not just a normal wife. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go marry a Christmas woman, having children with her, and for like an adulterous wife, the land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. Some scripture said, go get an unfaithful wife. Some said, go get a prostitute. That's the type of person Jose was given a wife as. So he went and got Gomer, became his wife. Now, they got married, and he took him out of Gomer, his wife, out of a bad situation and provided everything for her. But she was just like God's people back then. She wanted to be married and have all those things, but Hosea was a preacher. So he didn't have a whole lot of money. If you have a chance to read the book of Hosea, you need to, because this is a wonderful story. So he didn't have a whole lot of money, but he provided everything that she possibly needed. But she saw all those people around her just being married and doing their own thing and having a lifestyle that wasn't godly. And she wanted to be a part of that. So she eventually started cheating on Hosea, to the point that she turned around and left Hosea for other men. Matter of fact, she says, I want to go after the last part of this. I want to go after my lovers who will give me bread and my water and my wool and my lecks and my oil and my drink. She wanted to have all that stuff that all God's people was turning into at that time. So she did that. She went from one man to another that would provide for her and take care of her and give her the jewelry she wanted, the nice clothes, and lead a social life like everybody else was, and had turned her back on God. But Hosea stood there, kind of back and made sure she was taken care of here and there, even though she was going from person to person to provide the things that she wanted. She turned her back on Hosea. You can imagine Hosea being in this situation and his family members and his friends telling him, let her go. She's not worth it. She's going to turn her back on you. Just let her go. You have all rights to divorce her back out of the laws of those days. But Hosea didn't see it that way. Hosea saw something that nobody else saw, but you knew they were itching at his ear to just let her go. She's not worth it. She's cheated on you. She's going from man to man to man, leaving you behind. She's doing what she's wanting, not worrying about the kids y'all had, not worrying about anything. Eventually, Gomer's lover sold her into slavery. She discovered the same truth that so many others have discovered, that often when presented itself with an opportunity of self-fulfillment, ends up in bondage and despair. Mm-hmm. She ended up in slavery. You know, the same family members were telling Hosea, hey, she's getting what she deserves. She's getting what she deserves. Don't worry about her anymore. She's in slavery. You brought her out in hard times and took care of her, and she turned her back on you. So let her be a slave. We got to remember, God's teaching a lesson through all this to Hosea and to God's people back then. Because God's people has turned their back on him at the very same time. What did Hosea do? Did Hosea say, yeah, you're right, she's not worth it, she has no value, she put herself in that position, so she deserves what she gets? You know, that's what the world out there would tell us, because they look at us and look at everyday life, you can see how this world is going. They would tell us to have that type of heart, that if somebody does us wrong, they deserve what they get. But we're getting ready to talk about amazing love. One love that has measures like this world can't understand. Because in chapter 3, in verse 1 and 2, it says this. And I want us to capture the first part of this verse for a second, and then we'll move on. Then the Lord said to him, go again and love a woman who is loved by her husband. Let's break that down for a minute and look at what that just says. Go again and love a woman. What's that mean? Hosea was going to go and rescue her again. He was going to show her that love that she needed. He was going to go and get her out of that situation. and take care of her and love her with that amazing love. But the second part, who is loved by her husband. Beth says the whole time with all this situation going on, he never stopped loving her. The love he had was, he stood back. And you can imagine that Hosea was standing there knowing that she was off doing all these terrible things, having her life the way she wanted. But he stood right there. And you know, he had to think that, I don't know if she's coming back or not. I don't know if I have the opportunity to get her back. She may continue on away from me. But he stood right there. What an amazing love that is to have for Gomer, that he's willing to stay there and wait to see what occurs. You know, we put it to perspective. God does the same thing for us. We may be going off doing our thing, but he stands right there waiting for us. What an amazing love that is. What an amazing love. And it goes on, and the adulterers, even as the Lord loved the sons of Israel, though they turned to other gods and loved raisin cakes, so I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a half of barley. I looked that up, what that valued back then. That was the price you had to pay for a slave. Hosea already owned her. They were already married. They were already in marriage. He didn't have to pay that price. But he was willing to pay that price for her, to take her out of the bondage of slavery, to get her, to pay her debt for her. And that's the lesson that we've learned that Jesus did for us. He paid that price for us. He paid that. You know, in Jeremiah 3, verse 14, it says, declare the Lord, for I am your husband. What kind of relationship is that we get to have with the Lord, that he's our husband? That he's willing to have a love that is so great that he takes us on his husband. On chapter 3 of Hosea, he tells the same thing to Hosea. He tells him, they call me Lord now, but later on they will also call me husband in that chapter. To bond that love together. To bond that love, how amazing the love that is. You know, in Jeremiah 31:3, it tells us, I have a love with an everlasting love. An everlasting love. Let's put this together for Valentine's Day today, for the relationships that we have with one another this morning. Because I'm not going to keep you really long this morning, because I want you to celebrate Valentine's Day with your loved ones. Because Valentine's Day should be one of those days as a Christian that we really cherish, because we truly know what love is all about. There's plenty of examples in here of amazing love. Man. I see it throughout out here, looking at all of y'all. But I want to give you an example that I've known since I was a teenager. Well, Mike and Judy has been known since probably about this high. They're at Caution Street. They know my granddad, they know my mom and dad, they know everything about me because they saw me growing up as an early teenager. But let me tell you, that's what's an example that I got to watch my entire life of amazing love. It's the love that Mike and Judy had. But let me tell you why it was special. It wasn't what Mike put into it or what Judy put into it. It's what Christ put into that relationship. That's what makes it amazing love, because they had that relationship with God. Not only were they husband, wife and husband, but they were brothers and sisters. They had Christ that led that family. And that's, you can't get that nowhere else. Nobody out there can experience the love that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ like we do, because they have to have Christ in that relationship. If you don't have Christ in that relationship, you can't experience that type of love. And the other thing is behind that, Mike and Judy have a love that's everlasting. is not only being a part of this world, but it will carry on to the next world. And this church has gone through some struggles, losing some loved ones. But we get the joy of knowing that it's just not here, but it goes on forever. What an amazing love that we share that nobody out there can experience. Only those who are in fellowship with Jesus Christ can experience that. That's what we need to realize this morning as we celebrate Valentine's Day this morning. The amazing love that Christ brings us all together. It's an amazing love. How much does God love us? He loves us this much. That He was willing to die on the cross for us. That He was willing to shed His blood for us. Just like Gomer was in bondage, we were in bondage to sin. And we wouldn't be free from that bondage if it wasn't for our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
But what a wonderful story that is. What a wonderful story to realize that we have that type of Father. But because you need to realize, just like the people back then, God's people back then, who turned their back on God. Because they were doing everything that they weren't supposed to. They were worshiping other gods. Just imagine Gomer, when the prophet Hosea pulled her down out of that life of prostitution and took care of her and provided for her. We could be in the same situation. It doesn't matter where we're at in life. We could be in our Christian life right up here and doing everything great, but it is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We could be down here struggling, and we got the knowing that the Lord is standing right there waiting for us. We could be down here at the lowest level. We could be deep in sin. It doesn't matter. God is waiting for us. Because He has amazing love for us. It's no matter what we do, He is going to be there for us. You could be struggling with relationship. God is there for you. You could be struggling with illness. God is there for you. You could be struggling with finances, but God is there for you. You could have your back turned to God, but God is standing there waiting for you. That's what we need to realize about Valentine's Day. The love that we share. In a moment, Jerry's going to come up here, and for anybody that's having any struggles that you have, he's going to put a petition for prayer for you. Dale's going to be in the back. Don't do it to keep you long. Don't tell Russ. We can keep you long. But I got something to tell you, the story, that a little bit more about my situation. You know, when Russ came and told me, all right, I need you to preach. Of course, I'm going to, sure, I'll do it. But I got home and looked at the date of February 14th, and I struggled with that. I said, no, no way. How can I give a story of love to y'all? How can I do that? How can I teach you about amazing love? I'll be honest with you. I've been down here struggling for months. Some of y'all see me crying in the back with the situation that I'm in. And I wonder, why me? But let me tell you, the Lord put you there for a reason. When I went and studied for this lesson, and I got this to go back, and we did the movie on Hosea, Prophet of Hosea, about 6 months ago. It tells a story about it. When I started studying this lesson, I realized it was for me. The Lord was telling me to stand. So, we struggled. And this lesson's probably more so for me than anybody in this room this morning, I'm telling you that. Because I'm telling you, in the last several months, dealing with relationships, you know, we all been through those relationships, struggling with those relationships, I was down here. I was even at the point of deep in sin and struggling with my feelings of what was going on. But it's Valentine's Day today for a reason. Don't it? So you need to know from my heart that if you need anything, God's standing here for you. I know that for a fact. Jerry, when you come up here, I want you to give a prayer for me and my family. and pray that I have the strength of, as Hosea does, to stand firm. The love, the unconditional love that's in this family right here is awesome. Y'all need to realize that. Y'all need to take hold of that. Y'all need to realize what today truly should mean to you as a Christian on Valentine's Day. You go home and celebrate that with your family and love that. And if you are struggling and difficult things, know that God is standing here waiting on you this morning. And I say that because we're two or three gathered together, and He's there in our midst. So He's standing right here for any struggle that you have. You may have struggles like I'm going through, but the Lord is standing there waiting for you. No matter where you're at in life, you may not see God because you're not turned around yet, but He's standing there waiting on you. So if there's anything we can do for you this morning, why don't you come down now and stand and sit.
I wonder what